Parties are the engines that drive the machinery of elections, as they are important core stakeholders in any election, and they are fully entitled to know and help in the preparations of the conditions under which the game is going to be played. In preparing for elections, therefore, political parties are also expected to select their candidates and rally their supporters. Since the reintroduction of multi-party politics in Cameroon, the different political parties have been playing this role with mitigated results. Prior to the announcement of elections, the major criticisms from most political parties in Cameroon have been on the absence of a level playing ground in the general conduct of elections and on the absence of a clear electoral calendar. Will it not have made sense to start warming up for the game while calling for the leveling of the playground? After all, of what use is an appropriate playing ground to an ill-prepared and unfit player? In any case, now that elections are by the corner in Cameroon, one would expect the different political parties to hit the ground running. It is true that we have started hearing the talk of isolated strategic meetings between some politicians and the mobilization by a number of political parties in support of one party. Alliances and coalitions are now being formed here and there. It is also true that some political parties have intensified calls for their supporters to get themselves listed in the electoral register. This is a normal thing on the eve of elections, but how timely are such moves now? Political parties worthy of the name that are determined to get to power and govern should know that the preparation for any election starts immediately after the results of the previous elections have been proclaimed and not when the forthcoming elections are announced. In the same vein, citizens who are conscious of their political obligations should not wait for the announcement of elections to get themselves registered to vote, given that the registration process will stop once the electorate has been convened, and legally that could come any time from now. The existing statistics on the number of Cameroonians who have so far registered to vote, according to the elections governing body in the country, is alarmingly disproportionate to the potential voting population of the country. Who is to blame for such a situation? It is indeed a matter of shared responsibility amongst all the stakeholders in Cameroon's political landscape.
Tewi Lambeev, technical advisor number 4 to the general manager of the CRTV, editorialist.